This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Melissa,
Austin.
It's my favorite time of the week.
I know.
A chance to sit down with our guy, Ron Coomer, the 1999 All-Star, who sits alongside Mr. Pat Hughes on the Cubs radio broadcast as part of Coom's Corner, brought to us, of course, by Flight by Yingling, 2.6 carbs, 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beers. Ron, how are you today, man?
I am doing good. We are in New York. We just had an off day in New York City, so I spent the day in the park and walking around, and it's New York City, you know.
You
step up, you get a little faster pace, and Central Park's one of those places that everybody needs to walk through at some point, and now we got the Mets coming up, so it's very good.
Yeah.
Do you have a good view out your hotel room this year?
Pretty good. If you like concrete and glass and buildings.
I think that's pretty much every view in New York.
You wouldn't confuse this with Aspen or Vail.
Oh my gosh. So Ron, now you are in New York, obviously. And I got to ask, you're a guy, you played a season in New York for the Yankees.
I did.
The thing about New York fans is they can kind of be rough around the edges. They can kind of be tough.
Yeah.
You know, you have to really earn the love. Did you ever have any interaction with a fan or anything that ever came up while playing there as an away opponent or in your time with the Yankees where a fan just kind of got in your head?
Never a Yankee fan. You know, when I played for the Twins, they were, pretty accommodating because they were killing everybody then. And the Yankees were winning World Series. But then when the thing that happened was I played, when I signed with New York, even going to Boston, I played in that All-Star game that was in Fenway Park in Boston, and they were great to me. When I put the Yankee uniform on, not so much. And you have never heard things said about your family like they did in Boston. So not in New York. Although I was able to hear, back in the day what they would say to Nomar or some of the guys that were playing, when they were in New York. So they got it a little harder being Red Sox guys. But the Red Sox fans gave it to me pretty good, one guy in the front row. And it was pretty funny. And I actually asked his wife or girlfriend sitting next to him, I'm like, how are you with him?
That's a great response.
We've heard it all, guys. You can say what you want, but there's this person and you're sitting in the front row of the Red Sox Yankees and this guy's screaming like he's, I just didn't get it, but it was pretty fun.
Do you remember what he said to you?
Oh yeah.
And I'm assuming not radio friendly.
We can't say no.
Oh no.
Or no. Yeah, 80% of the words not radio friendly at all.
So a lot of beeping going on if you were to repeat it.
Yes.
Okay.
But it was actually kind of funny. You kind of got a kick out of it.
Yeah.
You know, I just never can understand how people have that. I mean, I've been in baseball and pro sports all my adult life since I've been 20. And I'm like, I don't understand why you come to a game and scream and holler like that at the opposing team to the point where your face is turning red, like anger. I never could understand that.
It can get a little crazy. But, women still love their baseball players. You know, they may not go as crazy as some of the fans do, but they do love them. And Ron.
Yes?
You do know I'm single, right?
Ooh.
Oh, my.
Hello.
Okay.
And you are?
I've offered for you to come to Wrigley Field, and you haven't.
Well, and you are or were a ball player, and you're still in, the field. And how does a girl?
I think you should come out the Wrigley Field.
Really? Is that? I was wondering. Yeah, I'm in. Trust me.
There's 40,000 people there every day, and I like your chances,
Oh my gosh! Well, how does a girl bag a ball player?
Ooh, good question.
Oh, you need to ask my wife that one. He's cute and like going to the ballpark because once you're involved with a baseball player, you're all in. Because we play every day all summer long, so you're all in. But
yeah, I think that's one of the allures Mel has to a baseball player is that he's gone half the year.
I don't disagree. I think I know there have been times where I'm leaving the house and it's like I can feel the vibe of thank God you've been home for a week and a half. That's enough. Now let's go. You go on the road.
I love it. I've had enough of you right now.
I know. You know, it's more like she's had enough of me, and it's like, you can go on the road for a week. Do your boy thing. And let's.
Clearly she loves you, and you were a ball player. So how did your wife bag you?
Ooh, good question.
She was the manager of a club, a health club, that we all would train at. A lot of the guys that would train at.
Yep. Really?
And we met there, yeah. That's where we met.
When you said she was the manager of a club, I thought it was like the Padres or something, and I was like, wait, what?
Yeah. No. No, this is in Minnesota. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Who made the move first?
Probably me.
Look at you.
Yeah, it's probably me.
You sly dog.
Yeah, look at you, Ron.
Yeah. We're gone half the year, so you got to, the process has to step up a little bit.
Oh, for sure. I hear you. Those needs need to be met.
You just got to get, there's no reason to, I've never been shy. I don't know if you noticed that. Shy is not
right.
Part of my equation, yeah.
Does the phone number on the baseball trick work?
It has. I have known guys to write a number or write something on a baseball and give it to like somebody and have it brought to somebody. Yes, I've seen that happen before. I've seen just about everything happen from sending baseballs, sending notes, signing crazy things. We've seen it all. It gets nuts sometimes, but 99% of the time, it's just normal life. It's that 1% that makes for stories on like, for this right
yeah,
now. It's
right.
1%.
Of course.
That's the fun part. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Ron, before I let you go, New York on the Coombs country scale, well, where does it rank? You're a guy who knows the city very well, having, you know, both played there and as an away opponent and as a Yankee. Where does it rate on the Coombs country scale, 1 to 10?
I would say higher than you think. There are country bars here in Manhattan, for sure. There are one of the biggest country concerts of all time, right? The Garth Brooks in Central Park
with
like 3 million people showed up.
Yeah.
Something like that, 2 million people.
Right.
So the country thing really, it plays here very well. So I will give it a 6.
Okay.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's not bad, right, for New York?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I did not even expect it to be that high, so that's mm-hmm. that's really good.
With nothing but buildings mm-hmm. and concrete, like you mentioned earlier?
You don't think cowboy when you come through Manhattan.
More of an urban cowboy, for sure.
Yeah, right. There you go. Exactly.
Well, Ron, listen, we want to thank you so much for your time, as always, man. We love getting a chance to spend time with you every single week as part of Coombs Corner right here on Melissa and Austin. It's brought to us by our friends from Flight by Yuengling, 2.6 carbs, 95 calories. Flight by Yuengling, the next generation of light beer. Ron, did you take good care of Kyle when he popped into the booth the other day?
I did, absolutely, and I invited him. Now, I am hosting a party with Yuengling, not today, but next Friday at my place at Coombs Corner.
Okay.
And so Yuengling is coming out, and we're going to do a big party there. And we have music after. We're doing a tasting, and all of Yuengling are coming out.
Oh, come on.
And then we have Johnny Vincent, who sings the anthem at Wrigley's.
Yeah.
Great singer. And he's going to do a country version of his act at Coombs Corner next Friday on the 16th.
I love that.
I'm inviting you guys to come out. I invited Kyle, and we will have, you know, be a bunch of Cubs and Sox giveaways. We're doing a post-game Cubs Sox party, so we'd love to have you guys.
Okay.
Well, all right. Yeah. Now you're talking.
Yeah, country and Yuengling, I am there, Ron.
There we go. Yep. So that's what we're doing next Friday on the 16th.
I might just tailgate that event, honestly.
Well, you can come to the game, and then we can all go after. That's what I'm doing. I actually have responsibilities at Wrigley.
Oh,
and
gosh.
Then right after, I'm going out to my place.
Nothing better than a Friday 1:20. And then right into a
you
party
can pre-game, in-game, and then come out to my place and we can have some dinner and listen to Johnny and hang out with our friends from Yuengling.
Okay.
That's awesome. I think we've got our Friday plans.
Yeah, I'm going. I'm going to be there 1,000%. Well,
yep.
Ron, thank you so much as always, man. We love you to death.
We do.
We'll talk to you next week. Be safe in New York.
Will do. Thanks, Melissa. It's great to talk to you guys.
Great to talk to you, too.